Today's Waikiki was made possible by the Alawai Canal. The area was once a wetland vulnerable to flooding at every heavy rainfall, and the two-mile-long waterway was constructed in the 1920s to capture the water that comes down from the mountains during a heavy rain. And that made possible the explosion of development that followed. How effective is the Alawai today? The Army Corps of Engineers has completed the initial phase of a 15-year study. It says Waikiki is at severe risk of catastrophic flooding, and it would take $300 million to make it safe. Mike Wyatt is the project manager for the Alawai Canal Flood Risk Management Study, and we spoke earlier this morning.
Waikiki is extremely vulnerable to flooding. During the course of this study, we had two major flood events, one on the Manoa Stream in 2004 and one on the Makiki Stream in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
The big issue is in this watershed, at the top of the watershed, at the top of the Ko'olau Mountains, we get about 150 inches of rain every year. Contrast that with down in Waikiki, we get about 20 inches of rain.
Mm-hmm.
So we get huge amounts of water flowing off of the mountainside, moving down through these tributaries, and they all converge at the Alawai Canal.
Mm-hmm.
And the Alawai Canal, anyone who's lived in this area knows that with any given rain event, it can move outside of its banks. Well, if you get a major storm event that affects all three of the valleys that drain down into the Alawai,
mm-hmm.
We're predicting a significant amount of water moving across Waikiki towards the ocean as opposed to just out through the canal opening.
Waikiki would be underwater.
Absolutely.
In a severe rainfall event. A lot of rain, you know, 10 inches overnight, that kind of storm.
Yeah, and it's almost a year ago to the day that we had a storm drop 15 inches of rain on top of Pu'u'u Kukui in the west of Maui Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And cause a major flood event over there. It's not inconceivable that that would happen over here on Oahu as well.
This is just part of the whole physical configuration of the islands, a steep mountains, a quick drop, high mountain areas with a lot of rainfall, beachside areas with relatively little, making them vulnerable. That's why the Alawai is there in the first place, right?
Yeah, so the Alawai was built in the 1920s. Private interests built that. There's a conception that the Corps of Engineers was involved. We weren't, but it was really a private project to drain the wetlands in that area in order to facilitate the development along Waikiki. And it's been there ever since the 20s, so coming up on 100 years. And it's interesting to look at the photographs, the historic photographs from the area where you can see the canal, you can see a couple hotels on the beach,
mm-hmm.
but there's really no development in the background. So
yeah.
Over the course of 100 years, we've had a huge amount of development in this area, and bringing in people into that area just increases the risk for them
mm-hmm.
When major rain events happen. And I think Waikiki has been relatively lucky so far, but statistically it's just a matter of time before you get one of these major rain events that can cause some real problems in the area.
Your function in the Corps of Engineers is to identify a problem, assess its consequences, and then make a recommendation to Congress that Congress appropriate the funds to mitigate the problem?
That's right. And the Corps of Engineers doesn't do anything unilaterally. We always have to have a partner. Our partner in this case is the state. The Department of Land and Natural Resources has partnered with us to address this flooding problem. And over the course of the study, we've come up with a recommendation to address the flooding in the area. As of today, folks are being briefed in Washington, D.C. right now to the head of the Army Corps of Engineers. He's the chief of engineers. He'll be signing a report which will be submitted to Congress. Once Congress receives that report, they will have to make a decision on whether or not to authorize this project for construction, and they'll have to appropriate money in order to build it as well. So we're coming to the end of our feasibility phase. Mm-hmm. And if Congress takes those steps to move the project forward, we'll move into a design and construction phase.
Do you have a cost estimate?
Right now, the cost of the project is estimated at about $300 million.
And the potential impact is nothing less than catastrophic flooding in Waikiki. That's not overstating the case?
No, it's not. Just from a 100-year event, that's just that one flood event, we estimate that the economic damages would be well over $1 billion, about $1.14 billion. And that's that doesn't take into account the life safety risk that people have as well. You know, people, I think, seem to have a misconception that, you know, if you have a foot of water on the roadways, that that's not really a big deal. Well, it can be if you can't get police and fire and emergency vehicles down that roadway. And when it blocks access for people.
As we've seen in Florida.
Yeah, absolutely.
Within the last few days.
Absolutely. When people get trapped in their homes and emergency responders can't get to them, that's a problem.
Well, the problem with issues like this is that they're an abstraction until they happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think that Honolulu, Hawaii, will be competing with other venues for federal attention, federal funding in the area, specifically in the area of flood control.
That's true. And, you know, basically all of our projects are submitted to Congress, and the Corps of Engineers has a portfolio of similar projects that are at a similar phase. And Congress will need to decide which ones it wants to authorize and which ones it wants to appropriate. Obviously, with what's happened in the news within the last month, I think there's going to be an increased focus on flood risk and coastal storm damage risk from what happened in both Houston and in Florida. So the spotlight is on risk management right now. But how that plays out in Congress is will be up to them to decide.
Mike Wyatt is a planner and project manager for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Honolulu District. He's the project manager for the Alawai Canal Flood Risk Management Study, which recently completed its feasibility stage and will now move into design.